Hello and welcome back to the Yellow Pod. As always, I'm your host, Adri P. If you're new here, thank you so much for stopping by and checking out the podcast today. If you're a returning listener, I appreciate the heck out of you. So I don't know what has been going on, but I cannot sleep. It is currently 3:15 in the morning and I can't sleep. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to record my podcast episode, get it out of the way for this week. Like, what in the act? Like, what? I legitimately was in bed and I took a melatonin at 9 p.m. and I woke up at 11 p.m. to go to the bathroom. And then I was awake and I was like, no, what the fuck? Go back to bed. Wake up at 2:45. Wide awake, as if I've gotten like 15 hours of sleep. And I have not. And I've been working a lot. So I truly don't know what's going on. Maybe it's the moon. I don't know if something's in retrograde or what is happening. But yeah, I'm just awake. And I was like, well, might as well be productive in this time. And I was tired of being horizontal in bed, just awake. And I was like, all right, time to get up and start my day, I guess. Like, 3 hours earlier than I need to be. Crazy. I don't know what's going on. Besides that, does anyone else feel like, okay, I don't know what is coming in 2023. I just feel good about it. But then again, I feel like I always kind of feel good about the year. Once like the year starts, I'm like, oh yeah, like there's like a whole year ahead of me and I don't know what's happening and I don't know what's going to happen. Like, I think it's the idea of not really knowing what's going on that is kind of like enticing. And I'm like, ooh, like this year's going to be great because I don't know what's going to happen. But I mean, I guess we'll just see how the year plays out. But I have a good feeling about this year and I'm not really sure why. I truly don't know why. But I have a good feeling about this year. I also just want to take a second and thank you all so much for the constant support. The fact that I was not recording episodes for a whole month. And then I come back and like check like the analytics on the first episode back. And I was like, what the? Okay, you guys slay. You guys slay my life. Like, I'm literally forever in debt to all of you who support my little ventures, like my podcast and things like that. Like, I cannot appreciate it enough or express to you how much I do appreciate it. Like, it blows my mind how much support I have on this thing. So yeah, I appreciate the fuck out of you all. Anyways, have you all? I am a Mario Kart super fan. Okay, not really like a super fan. I just really enjoy the game Mario Kart. And my friend got me the maps expansion pack thing, whatever, for Christmas. Oh, you guys, the new maps on Mario Kart slay so hard. Also, yeah, slay is like in my vocabulary now. I'm not really sure why or how that happened. I just kind of woke up and every other thing that I my immediate response to things is slay. And whether it's good, bad, neutral, I'm like, oh, slay. Like, it's just an immediate reaction. And I don't know how that happened, why it happened, but it's just in my vocabulary for the time being, I guess. Another exciting announcement. I have another item in the merch. I made another one. If you haven't noticed, I revamped the podcast cover art for the Yellow Pod. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is really cute. Like, it completely showcases what the Yellow Pod is, which is like love. That's all that I'm trying to kind of put out there in the world. And so I made it into a hoodie. So if you go to my website, where all my merch is, which is the Bonfire website, and it is included in the show notes of these episodes, you will find a new hoodie you could buy if you haven't already checked out the merch that exists on there. With all that being said, let's just dive into today's episode, which is super short and sweet to the point. It's just something that's been on my heart. The journey to self-love. We all want to get to that point where we like thoroughly love ourselves, right? And I think it's just kind of come to my, I guess, like, what's the word? Like, my attention that it's not normal, I guess, to like not love yourself and to be your number one hater. And it's not that I thought that everyone else just like walked around like me with this constant voice in their head that's like, you suck, you're a piece of shit, like no one likes you. It's just that I didn't realize how much my brain did that compared to other people, and I didn't realize how actually exhausting it is. It is so exhausting to just be listening to this negative voice constantly going in your head. It's like a loop. It's just, it never stops. It's like, dee, 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 dee. Like, you suck, you suck, you suck, you suck. Oh, you're ugly. You suck, you suck, you're stupid. Like, it's literally nonstop. And I think like the hardest part about it, at first I thought the hardest part was like realizing that I do this to myself, because it made me really sad and it made me feel bad for myself that I'm so mean. But I think the hardest part, the hardest part of it legitimately is rewiring my brain to stop doing that. Like in the moment, recognizing it and then trying to fix the negative thought or the negative voice or like the negative statement that is being made in my head, like trying to rewire my brain to stop doing that is the hardest part. And I think this is because I have so much comfort in being sad and being mean to myself. And it's just because I've been like this for so long. Like I've just been in this depressive state, but also like this really mean, like because of outside voices that have filtered into my brain. And now my brain is just regurgitating it to myself for so long. Like I think this started when I was like 12 years old and I'm turning 25. So I find comfort in this. This is all I've known basically for like as long as I could remember. And I think that's why it is so difficult to rewire my brain into thinking positively about myself. And then when I do think positively about myself, I just cry. I just be crying all the time. I was driving home from work the other day, and this was like a couple days prior to my period starting. And usually during that time, I'm like the most emotional that I could ever be for whatever reason. Well, not for whatever reason. I digress. Anyways, I'm driving home from work. I've had a super emotional day. I've also been up for a really long time. And I'm singing this song in the car, and it's not even a sad song, and it's not even like a song that would stir up any emotions. It's like one of those stupid songs where they sing about nothing of importance, nothing of weight. And I just start crying, and I was like, I'm so great. Like I had like a first realization in like a really long time. I'm dope as fuck. Like I do a lot of things for other people. I do a lot of things for myself, and I'm a creative individual. I'm an artist, and I do all these things not expecting any sort of like, I guess like pat on the back or praise or whatever. I'm just like, oh yeah, I'm just like doing it. Like this is just, I just do it. This, I just have this thing, or I have this thing. And I'm not really taking the time to acknowledge the hard work that I put into everything that I do. And I was just, for whatever reason, while I was scream singing Bruno Mars, I was like, just bawling my eyes out. And I was like, I'm so cool. I'm like the coolest person I know. And it was just like a refreshing moment to acknowledge that I felt good and cool about myself, I guess. And now don't get me wrong, this like that whole bawling my eyes out to Bruno Mars didn't really immediately change anything. Like I'm still like, from that day forward, I've made so many comments like, oh, I'm so stupid, or I'm an idiot, or like, oh, I should have fucking thought of that, like idiot, like I'm a waste of space, like type of thing. Like I'm still constantly shitting on myself, but at the same time I'm like, no, I'm pretty cool, I'm pretty dope, I know I'm pretty dope, it's okay, I'm cool. Like it's like my last two brain cells in my head are arguing about if I'm cool or not, or if I'm worth taking up space or not, or if I'm doing enough things, or if I'm bringing enough things to the table, or if I'm a good enough partner to other people, or if I'm, I don't know. It's just like the last two, the meanest one and the nicest one, are like fighting in my brain. And I think something that's helped with this is being very, I guess like open about it with Madison. She is like a little ray of sunshine, and I don't think I would really like be where I am in, I guess like my little like mental health journey, self-love thing, or like my creative things that I do, I wouldn't be where I was without the support of her. And being very vulnerable and open with her is extremely hard because I don't want to sit there and tell anyone, it doesn't matter who you are, I don't want to tell anyone how sad I truly am, how deeply sad I am, because it's like, it doesn't really make sense. I come across as this like super happy, super fun, super outgoing person, and I'm just like constantly sad. And if people knew that, it would kind of, I think I have a fear of like it changing their judgment of me. Or I think in the past I've been open about like how sad I truly am, and then it kind of gets thrown back in my face when I'm like having fun and I like seem like I'm okay. People are like, oh, I thought you were really sad, I thought you were depressed. Like, depressed people can still have fun. People who hate themselves can still have fun. I'm living proof of that. Like, so I think it's just this fear of my sadness and my self-hatred, I guess, like being used against me and people reminding me of it, even though it seems like I'm doing okay. But she has helped significantly in this journey, I guess you could call it, that I'm on, because she's been like a rock. And she's just very good at being like, why are you saying these things to yourself? Like, what are you doing? Like, stop. Like, you need, like, no, you know, that's not true. You know that you're great. Like, things like that. Like, she's there to remind me that I'm doing good and to not shit on myself. And even when I realized that, like, that made me cry, because I was like, what the fuck? I've never had a person in my life be so supportive without strings attached. I've never had someone offer me fully, like full unconditional love with there not being any sort of like sneaky reasoning behind it, or like, oh, remember when I did this for you, now you have to do that for me. Like, there's no strings attached in this kind of like partnership relationship thing that Madison and I have going on. And I find myself very lucky, and it may like, I'm so lucky, and it just comes out as tears. Everything, whether I'm mad, sad, or happy, it's tears. It's just my immediate response, almost like me saying slay all the time. It's just like tears immediately. And I consider myself very lucky. And whenever I like really think about it and like how lucky I am to have someone to support me as she does, it, yeah, makes me cry. But it's a happy cry. It's like a good cry. You know, it's like a, after I'm done crying, I'm like, oh gosh, it's just like so good. And if you don't know what I mean when I say like a good cry, then I don't know if you've had one yet, because you would know when you've had a good cry, because it's like a good cry. And a good cry does not align with a certain emotion. It's just like when you are done crying and you feel like, ah, like that was good. That was a good release. Crying is a release of our emotions. It's okay to cry. I would hope you would cry, like let it out. Anything that's like built up in you and it comes out as tears, that's great. Cool. I'm glad you're feeling what you're feeling, you know? Like, don't hold back crying. And don't ever, I'm laughing because of the fact that I'm even going to say this right now, because I do it all the time. Do not say sorry for crying. Do not excuse or apologize for feeling any emotion. Unless you're punching someone in the face because you're really angry, then maybe think about anger management. But do not apologize for crying. Do not apologize for expressing your emotions. That's, if someone's making you apologize for that, they fucked up. The red flag. Move to the next. I think feeling your feelings is like the greatest way to get to know yourself. I don't know. Feel whatever you're feeling. Know your triggers. Know like how you respond to things. And just know that like having emotions is beautiful. It means you're a human being. It means you're functioning. It means you're running. You're like, everything's working. And I think like there's like things that are, I guess, like looked down upon in like society. Like when people are like, like men cry. It's like, no, it's great that men are crying. They're feeling their feelings, you know? Like, it's okay. Like, I think that's awesome. Like, there's things about me that I think are really dope. And I'm really happy that I do those things. Like, I'm so empathetic. That's amazing. Not everyone is like that. I'm cool for being like that. I am a very empathetic person. And while sometimes it is a blessing and sometimes it's a curse, I am happy that I'm like that. And I'm able to, I guess, like provide that for other people. So I challenge you between today's episode and next week's episode, write down, you have a whole week. So you could do this all in one day or over the span of a week. Write down 7 things about yourself that you think is the coolest fucking thing. Not taking into consideration anyone else's opinion, just what you think is cool about yourself. And then I want you to tape it somewhere where you're going to see it every day. And it doesn't have to be on display to anyone else, just where you know you will see it every single day. And look at it. And look at it and just look at it and keep looking at it until your brain is like, damn, dude, we're like the whole package. We are the bee's knees. We rock. I'm going to do it. So let's do it together because I think this would be a really good idea. The more you start telling yourself these things, the more you're going to start believing it. But that's all I got for you for today's episode. Told you super short, sweet, straight to the point. I hope it was straight to the point. If you were a new listener and this is the episode that you stopped by to hang out with us and check out the podcast, I appreciate you and I hope you enjoyed your time and you come back next week. And if you're a returning listener and you're back, I appreciate the motherfucking heck out of you. And I'm just so, so, so grateful of your support. As always, I'm your host, Adri P, and I will see you all next week. Sending you all so much love. Peace out.